always call it dirty clothes cabinet.
Is that the same thing as a hamper or something like that?
Well, a hamper, well, you'd call it, a hamper's supposed to be out of wicker stuff with a top on it and all. But then you can, in a lot of these new homes, it's made like a closet, and you lift up the lid and put your clothes in, and that's dirty clothes closet. Call them hampers. But a real hamper is supposed to be made out of wicker stuff with a top on it and all.
You know, some of these houses that are frame houses, on the outside, the boards kind of overlap each other like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard that called anything in particular?
Siding?
Have you ever heard people talk about clapboards?
What?
Clapboards.
Clapboards. I don't know. What's that mean?
Something like that.
Well, maybe it is.
I was just wondering if you'd ever heard people say that, use that word, either that or weatherboards.
Weatherboards.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Weatherboards, what they say.
You know, on some houses, right at the edge of the roof, some people have these things that'll carry off the rainwater.
Yeah, that's gutters.
I see.
Yeah, they call that gutters. And used to be, out in West Texas and all, they would have these gutters put around the house, and when it rained, that would go so-and-so, and you'd have a great big thing that'd catch it, and they call them cisterns. Cisterns? I can't always say it with my teeth, bottom part of my teeth out.
Well, you know, some of those houses had different slopes of the roof.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And the place where the two slopes would come together, something like that.
Yeah.
Do you remember if that place was called anything in particular? Place where two slopes would come together.
It's called a gutters, didn't it?
I've heard that. I've heard that before.
Gutters.
That's
something else too. If I could just think, called it something else. But you know, then they used to wouldn't build a house unless you had the gutters around it. But you don't see much of that anymore.
Have you ever heard a place like that called the valley?
What?
The valley.
A valley.
A valley.
Yeah. I guess. I don't remember. We always called it gutters.
I see.
And then this went on, and from the where the edge of the house is, the biggest part of them would have around this house, and the edge of it out there would be the end of the gutter. That's where you'd have a big cistern, and you would take this thing here, and it would, you had it built in so that you could open this little slot, and that tray of a thing from the gutter would go into the system. You wouldn't lose any water. And that cistern water, they claim, was real good to use for cooking anything. Water used to be so hard then. Everybody'd want cistern water to boil their beans and stuff in.
You know, you were talking about the days before you had indoor plumbing. Was there usually a toilet out back of the house?
Outhouse, uh-huh. You know what they call them?
Anything besides outhouse?
Yeah. Privies.
Oh.
I got to go to the privy.
I see.
You know how they were fixed?
How's that?
They were fixed out, you know, so far from the house, and they'd have they were closed in, and you would go in here, and the toilet seat, you'd have, well, it's how big a one you wanted. Sometimes you'd have two, and sometimes you'd have three. That'd be cut out, and that'd be the toilet seat. And you'd always have a lime in there. And the biggest part of the people then used catalog paper.
Is that right?
So,
I've heard that before.